Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Listen up, everybody. Yes. So I got kind of a weird announcement.
And now...
Am I the only one that was super creeped out by that?
Genuine creep. Wonderful.
Perfect.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
Hey, I'm on Facebook.
How creepy is it?
Weird thing to say out loud.
But I'm a creepy.
Time for How Creepy Is It? And police in Utah are concerned because they believe that voyeurism has reached a new level of creep.
Yes, and heights.
Somebody used a drone to spy on people inside their home in the bathroom over the weekend.
Of course.
In Utah. And this woman and her husband, the husband was coming out of the shower.
Yeah.
They noticed.
And luckily he didn't fall.
And they noticed the humming noise of a drone outside the bathroom window on Saturday morning.
How freaking desperate do you gotta be?
The operator of the drone had blacked out the lights on it and had installed a very advanced camera so that they could film those who they were droning above. And this is, I mean, it's completely creepy.
Total creep.
Yeah.
But the best part is that when the guy was putting the camera on the drone, he took a selfie.
So when police
started going through all the footage that was on the camera attached to the drone, they saw the guy's photo.
Yeah.
So it's like, really? Are you that?
Oh, what a dope.
Yep.
What a dope.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is a, I don't want to get Mike Shue all excited or anything, but this is an elderly woman who lives in this neighborhood is concerned that she may have been a target.
Yeah, that's weird. That is really weird. I wonder what he's got pictures of me.
Yeah, I wonder if he does. I mean, but that's, I mean, that's a 10, right? I mean,
I'm
100%. That's over the top. That's a 15 out of a 10.
You're taking, I mean, that's like Danielle level creeping. I mean, you're taking a drone and spying on people in their houses.
I mean, I get it if you got like three hot chicks living in a house.
Right. For randos. You
know, two doors down and they suntan nude or...
LB's fantasy drone world.
I mean, it's really. They should do something about the drones.
They have to because it's such an invasion of privacy.
You're not going to be able to have any. You're right about privacy. You're not going to be able to even be safe in your own home,
right?
Unless you shut all your blinds and just turn your place into some kind of a fortress or something.
It was like when that drone flew over my backyard this summer. It's technically over my property, but if I shoot it down, it's unlawful discharge of a firearm.
That sucks. It should be open season.
Tag it practice.
Get a big net.
So we're saying completely creepy, right?
Totally creepy. Oh my god.
All right. Yes. And there should be some charges filed.
Mm-hmm.
It is 7:57. We're going to play your Hillmill voicemail messages back in just a moment or two. What else is in the news this morning? Anything else that we should talk about?
Yeah, there's a story about a teacher sex scandal, but let me get the details out because I don't want you to mistake who the victim was in this case. Age-wise, it's never good when it's a student, but this woman is 31, the teacher. She's from Milwaukee, and she's a former kindergarten teacher. But she had sex with a teenage boy.
Okay.
So just want to get the ages straight. So she taught kindergarten and then had a relationship with a kid who was at the local high school. Elizabeth Dillett is her name. She has pleaded guilty to two felony charges, two counts of sexual assault of a child by a person who works or volunteers with kids. I guess the way in which she and the victim got to know each other was through some athletics training. So she was doing some stuff with the sports teams. The boy was involved with the sports teams. They got to know each other. I don't know if there was any private Snapchatting like the story we talked about yesterday. But the two of them had sex at her home and also inside the school. So we actually have some sound from the teacher from the courtroom right before the sentencing, and she's addressing the victim and the victim's family.
I broke your trust and our friendship. I know I crossed the line with your son and your family, and it was very inappropriate of me.
Crossed the line?
Yeah.
Yes, you did, lady.
Yeah.
You're too the late. Teacher.
Too
I was,
late.
She had texted the dad before the charges came to light and begged the parents not to report her to the police. And she had reportedly said to the dad, I'll do anything to keep my name out of the public eye.
Oh, jeez.
But I don't
like
know
son,
what
like
that
father.
Meant, but a little something well, there. That's.
So she gets 2 years in jail.
As a plea deal.
You think it should be more?
Yeah, because pleading guilty to that, she probably took a deal.
Yeah, right.
Usually they plead not guilty and hope for the best.
Yeah. Well, hope for a sympathetic jury.
Something. Or blame, like we discussed a teacher a few months ago. Was it Mary Beth Haglin, the one that was also exotic dancing on the side, who blamed the student for using, for his large vocabulary that he used to
exactly.
woo her?
Oh, yes.
Remember he lured her up.
Yeah.
He lured her in because he was smart.
Yeah, wicked smart.
It was wicked smart. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm trying to find a good... the only pictures I can find, like her prison gear. I mean, should I just tweet that one?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's the condition.
I mean, the worst picture, right?
No, she looks not too. I mean, she doesn't look too bad.
That one.
I mean, she's probably like a. I don't know. She's probably like a six or so.
Do you think Do you think the dad had to talk himself down?
Well.
She hot enough that he might have thought about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I will tweet this. I'm always trying to, when it comes to news that's very important, I always want to share with you people a photo or two.
Right.
The teacher. Okay. That is appearing on my Twitter feed right now. All right. Greg Hill, WAAF, to follow me on Twitter, Greg Hill, WAAF. Hello, Jen.
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Danielle, so glad you're here.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you hung tight and decided to put up with those dang boys longer.
Thank you.
So, listen, speaking of wicked smart, because of the drone idea, right, you know, people are peeping in your property, being, creeptacular. So what if, you know how they have the dog leashes that are wireless, you know? It's like you don't have your dog on a leash, but it's like remote controlled, so he knows the perimeter.
It's like an invisible, you're talking about like an invisible doggy fence?
Okay, so use that on your property so you have an invisible anti-drone force field.
I like that.
Come on, Greg Hill. You got the loot. I'll be the marketer. We can take this to town and be millionaires by year's end next year.
I think it's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. We'll do it like by next year.
Wicked smart. All right, you guys have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You too, honey.
Mass Hole Theater. Potential Mass Hole Theater actress right there.
I just want her to know that I actually have already copyrighted the technology to do the anti-drone force field, and I will be using some of my friends once they are released from the Walpole Correctional Institution to enact this and get this made happening.
I wouldn't be surprised in the next couple of years, year or two, there'll be a drone neutralizer. Like a stun thing that'll make it fall to the ground.
Yeah, you can have a force field.
Like a cloaking device.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the force field thing is perfect. Like if you want to put a force field around your house and keep people's drones away, you'll be able to do it.
Can I do that with people?
I don't think you can.
Please?
Yeah, it's called body odor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.